My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Lauren Gardner, MLB Network, in the previous segment, giving us her rankings of the four teams left in the playoffs. She says Yankees 1, Guardians, and then we can just forget about this in the NL, I guess, there at the end. I don't know. I think everything's on the Yankees right now, which is exactly where you won game one. But nobody really thinks that was some sort of commanding game that you played. The pressure's still on the Yankees because this season is this is compounded interest of 15 years of not winning a World Series. And what is it, 6 straight years with Boone having a team that could win the World Series and not doing it?
And he's been to 2 league championship series previously. In that 15 years, they've been to 5. They're 0-5 and then 0-2 with Boone.
But if you said right now, any one of these 4 teams wins the World Series, okay.
And that's what baseball, honestly, that's what they're shooting for, right? Like, you want to have it where you feel like there's not just one dominant team. But I do think, I think it's nice that at least my perception of it, and then Lauren agreed, is that it's Yankees, Guardians, and then, the Dodgers are fine, but they're not on the same level right now. They're way too injured, and the Mets are a very flawed baseball team.
So the problem with this is you have to, before you start beating the Yankees, you have to stop beating yourself.
Yeah.
And if last night was about doing that, cool. You get like one of those in a 5-game series. You might, and this is a very strong might, in a 7-game series, you might have we beat ourselves twice in a 7-game series. You don't get 3. And by the way, everything beyond one game is your margin for error becomes a lot more slim. So, you know, we're not doing the easy thing. Oh, is tonight a must win? No bleep, it's a must win. But tonight it's a must be better.
Well, and I told you going into yesterday that I thought Aaron Boone was going to give you, I just think he's a choke artist when it comes to these league championship series. Mm-hmm. And in that setup and how he ended up going through his final 3, bringing in Hill was a disaster move by him. Like, he tried letting the Guardians back into it. We just kept shooting ourselves in the foot, and there was a little bit of a threat there at the end. But by the time we got to it, it was just a little too late.
So I'm glad you said this, because we've got a lot of calls, obviously.
As we bring his brother into the mix in 20 minutes.
I wasn't going to go back to that.
I should have saved that one. I should have saved that one until after we talked to Brett.
Oh, I thought you meant saving it for when we do talk to Brett.
Yeah,
Brett,
let me tell him what I think about his brother really quick.
Brett, I think your brother's a bit of a choke artist.
I think your brother just does not know what to do with league championship series. Do you agree?
I see the floor to you, sir. All right.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's
that would be
Jay
really
Peterlin.
Funny, by the way, if that's how you set it up. Like, hey, Jonathan's got issues with how your brother does lead championship series. And hey, what was up with bringing a Hill in the eighth inning? You going to defend that?
Yeah. Would any other former big league player named Boone have a World Series in New York at this point? 216-474-0092. So I want to get back to how bad Stephen Vogt was last night.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say Aaron Boone.
No, he's usually, I mean, he was okay. His job is to stay out of the way.
He's getting crushed by Yankees fans for that Hill move.
Yeah, hate
crushed.
To say
crushed.
He's getting paid well for that. However, the Guardians did take Alex Cobb off the ALCS roster. Ben Lively is now on the roster. I don't know how that changes the order of operations going forward, but I think you saw Alex Cobb wasn't 100%. He tried. That's not really what sunk you yesterday, but having Ben Lively on the roster feels like the right thing to do, even if it's not at the expense of Joey Cantillo, who blew up last night.
I think it was one of the shockers in general that he wasn't on the ALDS and then he wasn't on the ALCS. I mean, they've lost confidence clearly in Ben Lively in the past month and a half or so.
Which is wild, because I actually thought he regained it in September. Like, I actually think we saw Ben Lively rounding the corner, even if he might only be a 3 or 4 inning guy in the ALCS.
Yeah, but they chose to go with Sobrowski, who's got 9 total appearances, Walters, who's got 9 total appearances, Cantillo, who's got 9 total appearances instead.
Miss me with the Sobrowski thing. I think that dude's awesome.
I'm just pointing it out. Like, one of the things that is interesting about the Guardians roster and how it's shaped is that when you go 13-13, when you take on 13 pitchers, when three of them, none of those three have double digit appearances this season. Like that, you are shaping a lot of your pitching staff on guys that weren't necessarily the ones that brought you there. And Ben Lively was one of the guys that got the Guardians not only to the hot start to begin with, but he was there all season long. And old baseball would tell you stay with those guys until the wheels completely fall off. And the Guardians, they were zigging when everyone else was zagging. And we'll see how it plays out for him.
So this is maybe I'm making this too much about Cantillo being on the roster as opposed to the order of operations. And there are two moves last night that I think fall distinctly on Stephen Vogt. Number one is going to Joey Cantillo in that moment with a rookie who has not got a lot of experience in relieving.
Yeah.
But I think there's the decision and there's how he sold it and what you heard in his cell after the game.
When Cobb started to feel the tightness in his hip and back spasms, you know, we went out to check on him, make sure he was all right. And he said he was kind of in and out. So we wanted to see if he could get a few more outs. And, you know, Joey's done a good job for us coming out of the bullpen. And then that inning just kind of got away from us. And yeah, that was it.
So what'd you hear there?
Looked good in the bullpen.
Yeah.
The man that had one game against Kansas City in the regular season out of the bullpen, and then one game in the LDS series against the Tigers in the bullpen. So he had two games out of the bullpen, and that was enough for Vogt to be like, he looks good in the bullpen. Like, does he not think we watch these games?
So maybe he meant, like, literally looked good in the bullpen to the bullpen coach.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. This Joey Cantillo guy's got something right now.
It wasn't in games. It'd be like, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna do this the only way I know how, but it'd be like somebody being like, oh, you're great on the Jim Rome show. It's like, I did twice this year. Like, that's not, no, I'm not good on that show. That's not how this works. Like,
you're not fishing for a compliment, are you?
No. That's why I did it before. Okay. I was like, this is not what I'm doing. Please avoid that.
Well, that usually means that's exactly what you're doing.
But seriously, Cantillo's not, he's not a reliever.
Yeah. So,
he's not a reliever. And you can't tell me he looked good out of the bullpen when you have two instances the entire time. And the last time you saw him, Nick, was in the Tigers game, and it was 3-0 with a lead in the eighth inning. It was a nothing burger of an appearance.
Can I tell you
that? High level.
I still ended up hating the Will Brennan pinch hit in the eighth inning so
How
much
more. How
is that
more. Possible?
So here's
why. The Cantillo move was such a bird brain decision.
It was. I'm not defending
ERA it. Near five, a rookie in the Bronx. What are we doing?
What I'm saying is in the eighth inning, the offense really started to come together. As a matter of fact, really in the sixth inning when you were trying to run Rodon off, you basically let him off the hook because you had some opportunities there. He was missing. He was missing big. But for me, you get one mistake. If I'm going to give you a gimme, I'll give you it was the third inning you thought you had time to make up for it. Then, in a critical moment where David Fry, who's come up not one, not two, but three times in the playoffs already,
yeah,
you pinch hit him for a fourth hitting, light hitting outfield with two men on. You can't do it. So Cantillo was bad enough. But then to go to Will Brennan, who I do not get the facet. I don't give a damn about splits. Well, but you know, when the sun's not in his eyes and it's, you know, it's like June 1st, he's really, really good at pinch hitting. Yes, he's never been in that situation. He's one of the guys who consistently, when the stakes are relatively low, regular season, he's fine. I don't trust that guy. I don't trust an outfielder over a guy who's proven in the playoffs he can already do it. So it's like compounding interest.
It wasn't great. I'm not going to sit here and try to say it was great. I just looked at the Cantillo move as one of those moves where even if it doesn't work out the way that it didn't, there was no one being able to justify it. Like, if he got out of the jam, you'd still be like, why did he do that?
Oh, no. See, so this is what's wild. Okay, so we can actually break this down in a series of what the hell were you doing? Because I actually think there's one decision to put him out there. Then when it goes that bad, to just continue.
He was pod committed.
Put everything
into the
ground.
He was in too much. He was pod committed.
So, like, there's two parts. Oh, and then, by the way, sending him out there for the next inning. So it wasn't. So there was two parts to the Cantillo decision, one part to the Will Brennan decision. I just think eighth inning, your bats are hitting. This is a great opportunity for David Fry.
You let Boone mess up and go ahead and give you the pitching matchup that you wanted up until that point.
You've got a guy. Like, David Fry is performing like the all-star. Finally, the last month, he's doing it. And you're like, let's get a guy who's crap in that situation. Well, you know, he's a good pinch hitter. And when has he done it in the postseason?
I just feel like sometimes
these were regular season moves in the postseason.
That's the problem with the postseason right now, Nick, is that, and you're seeing it, Vogt is playing every single matchup imaginable.
All right, we got a lot of takes on this. 216-474-0092. Kate, Mike, Mark, Jeremy, here's where we're going. I want to hear from you guys on the game one reaction. Which mistake cost them more? The Cantillo thing, which put the game up there, but then pinch hitting for Will Brennan for David Fry late in that game. When we come back, there's another name we have to say.
We tell him his brother stinks. Not a tease.
On 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.